The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. And what a beautiful Tuesday morning, December 2nd, North State Giving Tuesday, the national push to support your local nonprofits. We just had Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Artist Sunday, and now we're wrapping it up with North State Giving Tuesday. This is a really special day because there are tons of worthy nonprofits to support. This is where you get a day to donate through North State Giving Tuesday, which is brought on by the Community Foundation of the North State. They've been doing this program since the year 2000, and last year's campaign record for donations to local nonprofits raised more than $1.6 million from 6,355 individual donations, benefiting 177 nonprofit organizations. Really special day, and if there's a nonprofit that you're thinking of, just go to the North State Community Foundation website and donate. I'm actually joined with a nonprofit today that you can be supporting, and that is the Active 2030 Club of Redding, California, and I'm here with Aaron Chinowitz. Good morning. Oh, actually, Aaron Cuthbert.
Aaron Cuthbert, yes.
Hi, Aaron. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
It's so lovely to see you.
Yeah.
We are getting ready for the holiday festivities here that are happening in downtown Redding this week. Viva Downtown, which is also a nonprofit support today for North State Giving Tuesday, is hosting the Christmas tree lighting on First Friday, December 5th. With the City of Redding and Redding Electric Utility. And then the Active 2030 Club follows right behind on Saturday, December 6th, with the lighted Christmas parade.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, what does this year look like, and how excited are you?
Oh, I'm very excited. This is our 42nd, I want to say, Christmas parade downtown. And as with, you know, the last couple of years, there's just a few downtown changes, but I'm most excited this year that we are getting a new sleigh for Santa. So we picked that up on Friday, and we've been partnering with Chiba, another nonprofit that you could donate today. And so Santa will be in a new ride this year.
A new whip?
Yeah.
Wow. That's, so that was through McConnell Foundation that supported this?
Yeah, we got a grant, again, through the Community Foundation, and it's the McConnell grant, and we're really, you know, really excited to see, because our old sleigh was, you know, good from far, far from good.
good from a distance.
Good
when
from
you're
a
looking,
distance. Yeah, at night in the rain. So we're excited for this one to be a little bit more weather resistant.
And that original sleigh that Active 2030 Club had, did you guys build that yourself?
Yeah, so this will be our third sleigh, I want to say, since the Active 2030 Club took over from the trades, I think it was the trade club before us.
Trade club, Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Few organizations.
Yeah. So this is our 20th year and I think our third sleigh. But I'm very excited about this. It's been great working with Chiba.
What makes this sleigh different?
It'll be, and honestly, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, gosh.
It's supposed to have a killer paint job.
Cool.
And a cushion seat for Santa. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a little just more weather resistant and a lot of admin side, like a little bit more electrically, like, safe.
Racing stripes?
No racing stripes.
Flames.
That would be great.
Flames.
Be rad.
I love that. The Lighted Christmas Parade is such a special tradition that the Active 2030 Club, which is all volunteer, young professionals in their 20s and 30s.
Yeah, the Active 2030 Club.
2030 Club, I really love the organization. I participated in years past, and I want to get back into it next year.
Nice.
But where do these individuals come from, and what's the Active 2030 Club's mission?
Yeah, so we are a young professional organization, ages 21 to 39, and we are children-focused. So we develop leadership skills. We work in the community through volunteer events. So we volunteer with other nonprofits. We donate to other nonprofits. And then we host our own events like the Christmas Parade, Back to School Shopping Spree, Easter Egg Hunt. Mm-hmm. We have a myriad of other events that we participate in, all for the benefit of local children mm-hmm. and their families. It's a great, I've heard some people call it as Young Rotary.
Yes.
And it's a great way to get involved, find a community. For me personally, I joined in 2019 when I had just moved here in 2018 to find a new community in my new home. And it's been a really great place to, you know, just kind of ground yourself in the community mm-hmm. in Reading and find friends. I mean, got my husband.
You found your husband in the 2030 Club?
I dragged him to it, yeah.
Yeah. Some of the most interesting and hardworking individuals are a part of the club, and they come from all walks of life.
That's, I think, the best part, is that it can be a place for anybody, mm-hmm. Very diverse, and you can get all sorts of different careers, stages in your career, interests. So it's a great way to meet people and do good for your community.
And so we'll do one more parade. So this parade, we're going to be talking about it, street closures, mm-hmm. what's different, what to expect, and where the funds go to. So we're going to take our first break of the hour, and then we'll be back with Aaron Cuthbert.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get rewarded when you shop Grange Co-op. December 5th through the 7th, the more you spend on clothing, the more you get back. Spend $100 and get a $20 gift card. Spend $250 and get $60 back. Or go big. Spend $500 and get a $125 gift card. Stock up on your favorite gear like Wrangler, Carhartt, Ariat, Farm Built, and more. Shop Grange Co-op December 5th through the 7th and earn while you shop.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us December 3rd through December 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, where we take a look behind the scenes and interview some of the top names in rodeo in America.
It's the National Finals Rodeo, or NFR. Tune in, listen in, and follow us on Facebook Live and on KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio and all of us from the KCNR studios want to thank our special sponsor for making it possible to take our show live on the road from Las Vegas.
We'll be reporting from the Thomas and Mack Center and from South Point Arena, where the action happened.
Many thanks to our sponsors:
Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino,
Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Reading Chamber of Commerce,
Jones Ford, and Wonderland Signs.
Join us December 3rd through the 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Good morning, Casey and our listeners. Welcome back to the Carl and Linda Bott Show, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, and today is North State Giving Tuesday. So, if you want to support your local nonprofits, your favorite nonprofits like Active 2030 Club or Viva Downtown Reading, or heck, Leadership Reading even asked me to do a plug, you can type into your web browser, northstategives.org. That's the most important. Northstategives.org to support your favorite nonprofits. And shoot, in this last week we've had some worthy and amazing nonprofits to support. Like last week we interviewed Haven Humane, and we interviewed Arch Collaborative, and we interviewed the Good News Rescue Mission. So there is no shortage of nonprofits that you can support. But since we have Active 2030 Club and Viva Downtown here, support us.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We do a lot of good.
Yeah, especially during the holiday season. Mm-hmm. So this Friday and Saturday, it's holidays in downtown Reading. You could have the Christmas tree lighting from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. 5 p.m. on Market Street, Butte Street, and Yuba Street. We will be having a classic car show, classic Christmas car show, a vendor market. Public market is going to be open. Yeah. The entertainment zone will go into effect, and that will play into the parade coming up. And we also have the Christmas tree lighting right at 7 p.m. So lock that in your brain. Support downtown. But Aaron, Saturday, so lighted Christmas parade. Let's go over street closures, some of the most important logistics for how you can successfully bring your whole family and enjoy your time in downtown Reading.
Yes, so definitely encourage everyone to visit our website, readingchristmasparade.com, to look at the maps, visit our Facebook and everything. But road closures begin at 3 o'clock to help staging. And then we will, you know, the parade route itself also closes around then. And so we just encourage people to find parking outside of the road closures Saturday afternoon. But the parade starts at 6 as usual. This year, a little different. We have the bike lanes that are now bermed off on California Street. So people will be able to sit a little closer to the event and the action this year. So you can sit in the bike lanes because those will also be closed at 3. I'm very excited. It's going to be a great parade. This year we have over 108 entries,
all local organizations, across Shasta County.
Yeah.
And Tehama County, probably.
Yeah. We've got, a couple from Red Bluff. It'll be a great parade this year. I'm very excited. And we're hoping for good weather. You know, everybody cross your fingers. So far it looks like it'll be okay. But just dress for the weather. It's part of it.
So Saturday, shoot.
Yeah.
We're looking at, like, the clearest day.
I know. I can't believe how soon it is. This event gets started in
August.
May? Like June, probably. Shoot. We start having conversations. Got to get permits in, man.
because you have to coordinate with Union Pacific, Railroad. You have to coordinate with the City of Reading, Caltrans.
State, yeah. It's a huge operation. I think I counted 5 different permits across, you know, 6 or so agencies. The city's always great to work with on this. We just had our meeting with them last week to verify everything's looking good. Cool. And, yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun. And I'm excited that you're going to be there announcing at one of our booths this year.
Thank you. I really enjoy doing the announcing. And rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
It's always a blast. And I love seeing how many organizations in business, nonprofit, and youth-focused all participate in the parade. My favorite, for me, is that I got to march in the parade many years ago through Parsons Junior High Band Program, Enterprise High School's music department.
That's awesome.
And that's what I look forward to every single year is seeing schools like Sequoia and Foothill and Enterprise.
Our bands are always a great hit. I'm really excited that we have them.
They're the best part.
Yeah.
And for me, they're the
best
part.
That and the puppies.
The puppies. Oh, my gosh. I remember one year there was the golden train, the golden Labrador, golden doodle.
They're back.
What are they?
Golden
retrievers.
They're golden retrievers, and I am blanking on their name, but they are also back this year. And we have Haven this year, so I'm excited to have – I like having the puppies.
Me too. Yeah, the show has puppies and classic cars.
Classic cars,
trucks.
Yeah. And the Buckeye Cuties are always a favorite. They are just adorable, and they are out there just twirling their hearts out.
They are so cute.
They are so cute.
Aaron, I have to say, there's one rule where there can only be one Santa Claus.
One Santa.
Because
there is only one Santa Claus for our listeners, as we know. But what is the cap on Grinches? Because I got to tell you, the Grinch has overtaken this parade.
I did see a lot of Grinches last year. We're hoping people get a little bit more creative with the theme. It's into the Christmas in the Wild this year. I think I'm really excited to see people, you know, really bring out the forest and the themes. We just did our staging party last week where we organized everybody around the city and how they filter through the parade route. And we had some really creative, like, entries. So I'm excited. I think judging is going to be a lot of fun, really difficult with all the great entries.
Oh, it'll be really fun. You're looking for judges right now, too.
I am looking for a couple more judges.
So we got to get that solidified. Yeah. But when it comes to asking people to be involved in the parade, well, there's two fronts. You have a grand marshal.
Yes.
Who is actually Carrie Carancy.
Carrie Carancy.
Who's the executive director of
Community Foundation of the North State.
Boom. Which you used to work there.
I mean, I still work there.
You still? Oh, shoot, Aaron.
I'm on maternity leave.
That's where, yeah.
That's why I'm here.
Okay.
I'm on maternity leave.
Good. Yes. Carrie's great. And I think that was a wonderful choice
for her. Are in their 25th year. They've raised millions for the community. They've been here through many disasters and, you know, highs and lows of the community to support. So the selection committee, the Christmas parade committee through the club, decided on Carrie, and I thought that was a great choice.
That's a great choice.
Yeah.
Do you know what classic car she's going to be riding in yet?
I don't yet. I tried to check that. I haven't been able to connect with we work with Cool April Nights for that, so we should know by Wednesday.
There have been some amazing grand marshals in the past. And what are the because I can name a few people,
Larry.
But I'd love to hear the qualities. So you've had Carrie Carancy this year of Community Foundation of the North State.
We had Larry of United Way last year.
Olmsted, yeah.
Larry Olmsted.
Kimberly Johnson of Arch Collaborative.
We had Wendy Dickens of
First Five. Todd Franklin
of
the Food Truck Park.
Yep, yeah. And it's really just people who... you know, they align with our mission. They help, you know, local children, or they just, you know, really help the community. Like Todd, that was 2020 when we had Todd, and we had to do an adjusted drive-through parade. And he had done so much with the park and just kind of working downtown that we just wanted to highlight his contribution during a year that was so difficult for people to be outside and socialize. So it was really great to have him. He had a lot of fun, I think. And then, you know, Arch, First Five, United Way, they all align with our mission to benefit the local lives of children and their families. So we just kind of look at those individuals in town.
It's a wonderful choice, and what a great...
Don't worry, you'll be on the docket soon.
I want to be the Grinch. I want to be Santa or the Grinch. For you guys, volunteers, because you don't have to be an active 2030 club member.
You don't, and we definitely need parade volunteers. So a lot of the admin, like I said, it's taken months and months to put together, but we have on our website, again, if you go to readingchristmasparade.com, we have under Contact Us, a Become a Parade volunteer. And we need a lot of volunteers to put this on. And a lot of the roles, you can be a volunteer and still be in the parade. You can be a volunteer and still go home if you don't want to be in downtown chaos. Mm-hmm. So there's various roles, and we provide lunch. So
where can people sign up?
ReadingChristmasParade.com.
Good.
Under Contact Us. There's a whole thing about become a parade volunteer.
And we're taking, and they don't have to be in their 20s and 30s.
They do not.
This
no.
is for good detail.
Yeah, no, listening. there's actually a woman, she's in her 80s, and her daughter come, and they block off, and they muscle a whole corner by themselves. They are great. She's like in her 80s with her walker, and she will lay down the law.
That's wonderful.
So, yeah, we just, you know, if you want to help the community, we'll take you.
Show up. Yeah, this is a great event to volunteer for, and you see everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone.
Yes.
How many people do you expect? So if you have 108 entries, mm-hmm. around that, how many people do you expect to show up to downtown Reading on that night?
Ooh, we usually account for thousands. Mm-hmm. I think our highest estimate has been like close to 10,000 on some of our drier years. You know, you can go up to watch the parade and you're five people deep. So definitely get there early, but remember the parking and the road closures so you don't get towed, and that if you need to leave early, you can get out. But we definitely encourage people to get there early and be safe and get their families together.
So for our listeners, we'll say the times, but if you need to verify it, just go to the website.
Yep. It's really easy. ReadingChristmasParade.com.
.com, and it has the map.
Has the map.
Of what street closures are going on.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you the times. It shows you good routes.
Yeah.
and that goes for if you're participating in the parade, too, for your parade routes.
So, yeah, definitely encourage people to take a look over at the rules again. I think our big thing is just you can't really – it's kind of a bummer, but you can't hand out candy or flyers or anything like that. But
darn.
Yeah, but just to make it safe for everyone, so ReadingChristmasParade.com.
Soft closures, 3 p.m.
3 p.m.
Hard closure, 5 p.m.
5, yeah. Definitely do not be on the parade route. Well, I'd say at like 4 o'clock. Don't be on the parade route.
Right. Cars get towed.
Cars will get towed. Last year, I felt really bad. Last year we had a lot of tows. But this year I think, you know, we've put all our flyers at downtown businesses. We've tried to be, you know, we've done a press release. We really hope people understand that the road closures are coming because we don't like to tow people.
No.
No. It's a parade. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's a fun family day.
We could just parade the cars around, like put them on the tow truck and just show,
truck.
Look, there's your
ride.
There's your loser car. Move your car.
Move your car.
And then, so I really love the parade. It's great to have you here, and all of the wonderful 2030 Club members. It is a competition.
It is.
So how does the competition work?
We have a couple different categories. When you signed up to be in the parade, you picked which category you kind of wanted to be under. Like we have one for all of, you know, if you entered horses, all the horses compare against each other. Classic cars, bands all compare against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have some general themes like best lighted or, and actually the parade chair, who this year is Chris Elliott, he gets to kind of peruse, and we have an active 2030 award too. So which whenever the club committee is like, that is the best one.
That's
so
the one.
So you can also get our esteemed award as well.
Wow. those awards were coveted, and specifically in the music world, I mean, to be recognized as the best band.
Yeah.
Is amazing.
Yeah, we have heard is a little cutthroat.
It is. And I always look forward to seeing my band director, Mr. DeQuisto, from Parsons Junior High. I mean, he's still directing over at Parsons, and
yeah.
I hope they're marching this year. We better check.
Yeah, I should better check.
Oh, bro. So for our listeners, show up to the 2030 Club this Saturday. We have a few more minutes, and I don't know if our next guest is going to get here. So, Aaron, if the next guest is here, I would love that.
Yeah. Love telling people about the parade.
What's different this year is that number one, we have a new downtown.
New downtown.
So every single year, the parades add something new. Every single year, our downtown has added something new.
Yeah.
And the public market is open.
Yeah, I think it'll be a great way for people to kind of pop in from the parade, like watch the parade, go to the market, watch the parade. It'll be great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have this route goes on California Street,
mm-hmm.
Sacramento Street,
yes,
and Pine Street. And some of the recognizable businesses that you could support with your family is you've got Fratelli's Pizza. That's a really great place to grab this whole thing of pizza. Take it with your family, right on the street, have that, I mean.
Yeah, that you can't beat that. That's a great idea.
Cozy. You've got Theory's going to be closed by that time.
Theory will probably be closed.
Darn it. But you've got Vintage Public House if you're looking for a nice date night.
Mm-hmm.
Market Street Blade and Barrel is right over there. Taroko is over on
Pine
Street.
They've got the big glass windows there if you can secure one of those seats.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because I think they do reservations, and on Saturday night they always have jazz music playing.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So if you want a very classy Christmas with a lighted parade outside your window, Taroko Lounge. And I think the biggest thing is the entertainment zone.
That's new this year.
Effect.
That starts Friday,
That starts Friday. So when we come back from the break, we'll talk about the entertainment zone, how that can impact our downtown, and we'll talk about the bike lanes and how sitting will go for this. So you're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We'll be back.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us December 3rd through December 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, where we take a look behind the scenes and interview some of the top names in rodeo in America.
It's the National Finals Rodeo, or NFR. Tune in, listen in, and follow us on Facebook Live and on KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio and all of us from the KCNR studios want to thank our special sponsor for making it possible to take our show live on the road from Las Vegas.
We'll be reporting from the Thomas and Mack Center and from South Point Arena, where the action happens.
Many thanks to our sponsors:
Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino,
Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Redding Chamber of Commerce,
Jones Ford, and Wonderland Signs.
Join us December 3rd through the 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holiday special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Good morning. Who is this singing?
I like it.
Who was that, Alex?
Chris Harris.
Chris Harris.
I have no idea.
Cool.
That was very poppy.
I don't know why.
Still really good in the morning.
I don't know why. I kept on thinking it was like Cher or something, like a new Cher song.
Yeah, that would.
Well, if you're just tuning in, Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading. And Aaron Cuthbert, we are here on the Carl and Linda Bott Show, KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I hope you're having a wonderful morning. Today is Tuesday, December 2nd, 7:35. And I hope you're driving, don't hit any traffic, and are staying warm. The fog that has been going on these last few days have been so strange, so today it's nice to see this beautiful, crisp, clear morning.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely highlights that the whole Central Valley should kind of be a marsh.
And we're looking at such beautiful weather for this Friday and Saturday for all of the
fingers crossed
programs. So for our listeners tuning in, today is North State Giving Tuesday, a day where you can support your favorite nonprofits. And Viva Downtown Reading, nonprofit. We work on these street events. We work on programming, arts and culture, business organization. We're a nonprofit that's participating in North State Giving Tuesday, an Active 2030 club,
yeah,
which focuses on youth development and supporting the youth in the area. And the Active 2030 club, Lighted Christmas Parade, are here. They're one of the great nonprofits you can support, too. So that's northstategives.org. Support your favorite nonprofit. And, yeah, that's like the biggest thing. That's all I ask for you today is go and support a nonprofit.
Yeah. And no amount is too small. I think they take as little as $5.
I think $10.
Oh, $10. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. $10. Yeah. You're right.
Okay, even if it's
$10. $10.
Supporting your favorite nonprofit. So northstategives.org. That's my ask for you today. If you're listening, support a local nonprofit. Viva Downtown and Act 2030 Club are one of the two that you can support. So Friday night is the lighted the Christmas tree lighting. First Friday, support downtown business. Check out the new public market. Entertainment zone goes into effect 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. is the overall event. We'll have classic cars with Cool April Nights. We'll have a vendor market. And at 7 p.m., no earlier, no later, that Christmas tree lights up. So be sure to get to Market and Yuba Street just before 7 p.m. To watch that, we'll have the Enterprise High School Victorian Carolers joining us.
Oh, lovely.
And they always walk the street and sing. I think that's always special. And we'll have a live band over on the new Whistle Stop Park stage. And then Saturday's Lighted Christmas Parade, which Aaron has been here this morning talking about what's different. For Aaron and I, we say there's something new with the Lighted Parade every single year. For downtown, there's something new.
Yeah.
So two things. We have new bike lanes.
New bike lanes that will also shut down at the road closure time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are on California Street.
Mm-hmm.
Those shut down right at 3 or 5?
The road closures start at 3, so yeah, probably about 5.
5 p.m. Yeah. For the bike lanes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are looking at sitting and setting up chairs, you can't put your chairs in the bike lane until 5 p.m.
Yeah, and that's just for safety for everyone, mm-hmm, too. You know, just be aware.
Yeah, you don't want to bike running into your hot cocoa.
Exactly.
Oh,
get it everywhere.
Gosh.
Goodness. No.
So that's on California Street, but that means more seating. You get closer access
closer to
the
action,
parade.
Yep.
And that means the, you know, You get to wave to your friends and family even closer. They get to see you. You showed up.
Yep.
And then finally, this entertainment zone. I know I'm throwing entertainment zone around, but what does this mean? This means that downtown Reading, starting on Friday, will be able to serve open carry alcoholic beverages mm-hmm. from a designated restaurant or bar starting on Friday. And so if you go into a place like Fall River Brewery, which just moved to downtown Reading, or Fusion Lounge, or Black Diamond, or Market Street Blade and Barrel.
Post office.
You can go on in and order a beer, a glass of wine, a cocktail. Mm-hmm. They'll serve it in a to-go cup, and then you can take it outside and walk around the downtown and see the new murals, be a part of the event, and check out what's happening.
Yeah. It's a big zone. I didn't realize how big it is.
We are the largest zone in the entire state of California. We are the third city to implement a program like this.
Mm-hmm. I did see that, yeah.
And other cities only host entertainment zones on event days. So for us, we would have been, if we were a different city, it would have been just tree lighting and the parade coming up. But this entertainment zone is going to be operating 365 days out of the year from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay.
And I think this will be great. I think it's great for the downtown economy. And you might be saying, oh, my God, what the heck? Well, people have been always carrying alcohol in their what do you think is what's going on in their Stanley Cups?
Turn a blind eye, yeah.
Yeah.
I know the parade route definitely has some celebrations.
Yeah. I think my favorite things where people say, oh, my gosh, if that happens, people are going to get in their car and drive with alcohol. Have you ever been to a gas station?
Well, we hope people are more responsible than that, you know.
The tall boys are sold in that. But this is just reality. So I want to always say ABC rules still apply.
Yeah.
This only relieves the restrictions on a restaurant or a bar and your streets mm-hmm. that you can just grab a beverage and walk around and support your downtown. So,
yeah, I mean, you still can't drive with it.
No, you can't.
You can't
overconsume it. You can't give it to a minor.
Yeah.
So these are all the rules. ABC rules still apply, and this plan was developed in partnership with Reading Police Department, starting mm-hmm. from the CHOP, Chief Barner, and ABC, and the downtown business owners.
Yeah, sounds like it's got a lot of partnerships.
We want to make this work because it is special. And this has been going on across the United States for a long time. California is some of the last
states
to jump into the game.
In like Texas, where I'm from, and I know in Louisiana, like you can be a lot looser. Or when I was in Montana. Ooh,
yes.
A lot looser.
Ohio does it.
Yeah.
They do the Dora District, which is the designated open refreshment area.
Oh, that's cute. I like the name.
Then there's the social zones. Mm-hmm. The southern states and the Midwest have been doing this for years. We're the Wild West. California was founded. How are we the last of the game? So I think this is great. This will be wonderful for our downtown, and we're going to try it out. 6 months. We'll see what we've learned, what needs to change.
Yeah.
The business owners are excited, and I think our residents just try it out.
I think it'll add another level to the parade for sure.
Yeah.
I think, we encourage everybody to be responsible, but I think it'll add a little bit more. A little Christmas cheer.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I mean, the think of the mulled wine, right? You get a mulled wine mm-hmm. or an eggnog, eggnog.
You know, you can get more people through your businesses without holding up seats for people who want to just eat a real meal. So I think,
This is why the legislation was created. It started in San Francisco County. Mm-hmm. One of the state senators developed this because there were street events happening over on the Castro Street.
Oh.
And the business owners were unable to participate. So they could serve alcohol on the street, but nobody was going into the businesses because they couldn't be a part of it. So it started out in San Francisco County. Then the rest of the legislation opened it. And for this event, this is why it's important, because everyone's going to show up to downtown Reading. They're going to be sitting in front of these downtown businesses, many of which are restaurants and bars. So you can just grab your to-go cocktail and sit right there in your spot and just enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Support local.
Yeah, definitely.
You like Fall River.
I do.
Right?
I do love a Hex, yes.
And now that you can drink again.
Yeah, limited, yeah.
This is good. Good. So, yeah, I'm excited for the entertainment zone. That's what's going to change, so be responsible. You can walk around with your beverage, check out the parade route, California Street, Sacramento Street, Pine Street. The boundary actually goes down to Poor Boys Tap Yard.
Poor Boys and all the way up to Woody's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big one. I was looking at the map the other day. I was like, that's a big one.
That's a boundary.
Yeah.
So that'll be great. And 2030 Club Lighted Parade. You know who has, for personal preference,
mm-hmm.
I have to compliment Reading School of the Arts on their parade float and presentation every single year.
Yeah, they do always have something pretty crazy and creative. I think they usually win something, too.
They do. Reading School of the Arts always does their theme on which musical they'll mm-hmm. be working on in the spring.
Yeah.
Oh. I've seen Frozen blow me away. I've seen Moana blow me away.
Yeah.
I've seen Wizard of Oz blow me away every single time that they show up in the parade.
Yeah, they always
bigger
sound
and
just so professional, too. Like,
and these are like junior hires.
I know. I'm like, it's crazy what these kids can do. Like, they're amazing.
This shows off, I really like the parade because it shows off so many talents of all. The two athletic organizations that stand out to me mm-hmm. when they participate, the hockey club, the Roller Hockey League.
Yes, yeah. Roller Derby?
It's not Roller Derby.
Oh, Roller Hockey.
Roller Hockey. It's like all of these kids, all these,
oh, yeah.
all the boys,
mm-hmm.
and they're out. There's like 60.
Yeah, they're just a mob.
60 kids just on their skates and hockey sticks with their families just mm-hmm. easily going down the street. And then the boxing club was really cool. They participated a few years ago, and they had a big functioning boxing diamond ring going oh. down in a truck, and it was one of the top boxing kids boxing the Grinch. And they were going down, and I mean, it's such a great way to show off what makes your organization special throughout the year.
Yeah, it's definitely a highlight of Reading, mm-hmm. for sure. I always like the random ones, like I like Viking Tom.
Viking Tom's the man.
Viking Tom is rad. And then Simpson came in hard with their bass fishing team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this
giant
year.
Boat.
Yeah, this year it's the bass fishing team and cheerleaders from Simpson. So I guess their fishing team has cheerleaders now, so.
Dude! So, I'm gonna join fishing.
Yeah. So,
Like, shh, you're scaring the fish away.
catch
the fish. F-I-S-H. Shh.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. So, yeah, we've got a lot of great floats this year, and I just get so creative. I really like when, organizations that you don't think of as being creative, you know, stereotype stuff like mechanic shops or Boy Scouts or, you know, I don't know, RU, construction companies, and they come and they just blow it out of the water. Like, it is lit up, it's creative, mm-hmm. it's, you can tell that they put a lot of effort into it, and I think it's just a fun outlet for them to highlight just another side of their personality, and I think it's really fun to see all these, like, burly dudes just light up with their Christmas spirit.
Literally.
Yeah. Like, literally, yes.
Same with the City of Reading departments. I think when Reading Electric Utility and Parks and Rec
mm-hmm.
come together, they always just go above and beyond decorating all the municipality trucks,
mm-hmm.
showing off what makes our parks and electricity run.
Yeah, I do like the RU usually has like they usually have like lines up there on their trucks and
yeah, the electric lines.
The electric lines, yeah. I don't think they're going to be in this year.
What?
First time in 25 years, yeah.
Boo.
I know.
Boo, call your REU representative right now. Say, I'm not paying my bill until you go into the parade.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Don't do that.
Don't do that, but, you
but
know.
Call them.
But maybe.
Yeah. Well, I guess we could take a break right now. This will be our last break of the hour, and then we'll come back, bring it on home.
That's great.
And we'll discuss what's the most important. Maybe we'll just hit North State Giving Tuesday on our mission
yeah.
once we come back. All right, you're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us December 3rd through December 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, where we take a look behind the scenes and interview some of the top names in rodeo in America.
It's the National Finals Rodeo, or NFR. Tune in, listen in, and follow us on Facebook Live and on KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio and all of us from the KCNR studios want to thank our special sponsors for making it possible to take our show live on the road from Las Vegas.
We'll be reporting from the Thomas and Mack Center and from South Point Arena, where the action happened.
Many thanks to our sponsors:
Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino,
Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Redding Chamber of Commerce,
Jones Ford, and Wonderland Signs.
Join us December 3rd through the 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
Get rewarded when you shop Grange Co-op. December 5th through the 7th, the more you spend on clothing, the more you get back. Spend $100 and get a $20 gift card. Spend $250 and get $60 back. Or go big. Spend $500 and get a $125 gift card. Stock up on your favorite gear like Wrangler, Carhartt, Ariat, Farm Builds, and more. Shop Grange Co-op December 5th through the 7th and earn while you shop.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Eden Theater Company presents Once Upon a Christmas Night, an exciting, original, family-friendly show about the wonder of Christmas.
Join us at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way, December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. Tickets are only $20. You may purchase them online at Eventbrite.com. Simply search Eden Theater Company.
Enjoy beloved holiday classics such as
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Maybe it's cold, maybe it's cold outside.
Don't miss Eden Theater Company's Once Upon a Christmas Night on December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way. Tickets are just $20 on Eventbrite.com. Search Eden Theater Company Once Upon a Christmas Night or purchase your tickets at the door. It's an evening you won't forget.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Well, sometimes I feel I've got to run away, I've got to get away from the pain you drive, and to love me the love we shed.
Welcome back. I've never heard this version.
Oh, this is real poppy.
My life for a
once I run from you. Hey, welcome back to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You're listening to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. They're going to be back tomorrow.
Oh, yay.
Not in the studio, but broadcasting live from Viva Las Vegas for the National Finals Rodeo Competition.
Yeah, they're at NFR.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That'll be pretty big. So, they'll be broadcasting live. Thank you for having me on the show these last 2 weeks for the holiday season. So with Viva Downtown Reading, I always like to tell people what's going on. Today is North State Giving Tuesday. Support your favorite nonprofit. Go to northstategives.org and support your favorite nonprofit. There are, gosh, how many do you think nonprofit organizations are participating?
Well, over 100.
Well, I think 200.
Yeah, 200. I think they had a really big turnout this year.
Well over 200 nonprofits to support this year. So if you are listening, I implore you to support a nonprofit, northstategives.org.
Or a few, you know.
A few is good too, but you know, if you support one and give them a big donation, that works even better. And I have two organizations you can support, Viva Downtown Reading and the Act of 2030 Club. And we just want to make a nice, beautiful holiday season for you. And see if people are listening. Look, Aaron, we even have this one. Do we want to do this right now?
Oh, let's do it, yeah. I've never been a part of this.
Ooh. All right. So, Aaron and I, we're talking about our holiday programming. So, the Christmas tree lighting is this Friday, December 5th. Tree lights up at 7 p.m., Market and Butte Street. Act of 2030 Club Lighted Christmas Parade is Saturday, December 6th. 3 p.m., soft closure. 5 p.m., hard closure. 6 p.m., that parade starts.
It does.
But if you want to extend your holiday traditions, the Reading Garden of Lights is happening right now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. This is the 6th annual Reading Garden of Lights. And if you're listening in right now, please call us because we have two tickets we want to give away. If you're the first caller, we will give you these two Reading Garden of Lights tickets. So you can call us at 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567 to win your...
Oh,
we got a caller. Here, we'll even put them online. Let's see who it is. Thanks, Alex. Hey, you're calling KCNR Radio. Who's calling? Are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, who is this?
This is Bill.
Hey, Bill, congratulations. You just won two tickets.
All right.
How wonderful. Have you been listening all morning?
Yes, I have.
What do you think?
You're doing a great... I like hearing about the new downtown area.
Thanks so much, Bill. Thank you. I'm really glad that you listened in. Are you going to be able to make it to the tree lighting or the parade?
I'm not sure.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Aaron, do you have any comments?
No. Hope you can make it.
I hope...
Bring all your friends.
Bring all your friends. But hey, Bill, you won two tickets of Reading Garden of Lights, and these tickets are good through January 4th. So congratulations.
All right.
And I wish you have a Merry Christmas. So when we get off the line, Alex is going to get your information, and we'll have these at the studio.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Hey, he likes our downtown, Aaron.
Yeah, I think it's booming. It's crazy. When I moved here in 2018, to see it from then to now, watching all of Market Street get built, it's crazy. It is. I can't even recognize what it used to look like.
I think we're all proud of it, and I'm glad that you moved here right at the cusp of all the transition.
Yeah.
Aaron, we are unable to do these large community events without our sponsors, so I'm wondering, who makes the Lighted Christmas Parade possible?
Yeah, we are so excited about our sponsors this year. We have Wallner Plumbing, which has always been a big fan of ours. We really appreciate working with them. You got Authority Property Management, Sierra Pacific, Dawkin. They're an engineering firm in town. Subarama is new this year. We really appreciate having new ones. They're going to help sponsor our lunch for all our volunteers. If you're interested in volunteering, definitely hit up RedandChristmasParade.com. And then all our audio is by NetSound. And our new sponsor this year, they're new to the Act of 2030, is Knauf, K-N-A-U-F.
Insulation,
yes. And I think you said they're out of Shasta Lake, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're really excited to have them. They are our sleigh sponsor. So they're going to be sponsoring Santa coming to town on his brand new sleigh this year. So I'm excited.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah, I think his new sleigh is going to look, it's going to look rad.
It'll look rad.
Yeah.
Well, Aaron, I wish you just the happiest of holidays with your growing family.
Yeah.
I can't wait for this weekend. I hope to see you at the tree lighting.
Definitely.
Friday.
If we can get Frank out.
We'll get Frank. And I'll see you on Saturday for sure. Definitely. At the Lighted Christmas Parade. So you can find more information of this at
RedandChristmasParade.com. It'll have all your maps and road closures, and we hope to see you guys, see everybody in town there.
I love it. And North State Giving Tuesday. You know, I have an email to see who's donating right now. So if you are listening, donate, and we'd love to see it. NorthStateGives.org, support Viva Downtown Reading, or Act 23rd Club. We're going to be with the news right now at 8 a.m., and then we'll be back with O2 Hour. KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Thanks, Aaron.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
A revised U.S. brokered peace plan for Ukraine. Former president of Honduras has been released from a U.S. prison after getting a presidential pardon.
Juan Orlando Hernandez was sentenced last year to 45 years for helping drug traffickers move hundreds of tons of cocaine to the U.S. But he's a free man now after Donald Trump granted him a full and complete pardon. The president said he took the action because he believed the former Honduran president was set up. His pardon of a convicted drug trafficker comes at the same time as the Trump administration is taking military action against drug runners in the Caribbean. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Quoting President Trump, "We have enough problems, we don't want those people." Mr. Trump standing by his decision to put a hold on offers of asylum to people from the Third World. His decision follows a shooting, allegedly by an Afghan national, of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. One of the shooting victims died. The other remains hospitalized in serious condition, although he's said to be showing encouraging signs of improvement. The Great Midwest Snow Machine has now moved into parts of the Northeast.
For the interior locations, so generally from Northeast Pennsylvania, upstate New York, the Catskills, into central New England, there could be a period of heavy snow with snowfall rates over an inch in an hour at times, and this will occur in generally during the afternoon and evening hours across the Northeast.
Rich Otto with the National Weather Service. Stocks higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 271 points. The Nasdaq ahead 211 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Gallagher, host of The Mike Gallagher Show. I don't mess around when it comes to saving you money. Right now, rates have dropped to the lowest level in over a year and a half. That means if you bought your home or refinanced in the last 3 years, you could be saving hundreds of dollars every month. Lower your rate, lower your monthly payment, even kick that pesky PMI to the curb. And get this, you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. But that's not all. Fellowship Home Loans just rolled out something incredible. Their very own HELOC and lines of credit. Approval in just 5 minutes. Money in your account in as little as 4 days. It's the easiest system you've ever used. You can do it yourself online. Whether you want to pay off bills, tackle a home project, cover education, or even a wedding, Fellowship Home Loans makes it simple to leverage the money that's already sitting in your house. Just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending guided by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Last week's deadly fire in a group of high-rise residential buildings in Hong Kong is focusing attention on the practices of the city-state's construction industry and regulation of the industry.
Hong Kong's chief executive has launched an independent inquiry into the causes of the blaze. He said that was needed to expose the truth. Mr. Lee acknowledged that mistakes had been made. Officials have said that substandard building material contributed to the spread of the city's worst fire in decades. Tests show that a green mesh used on the building and a type of insulation foam helped to fuel the blaze. More than 150 are now known to have died, and at least 13 people have been detained.
The BBC's Danny Vincent. Before departing Lebanon, Pope Leo prayed at the site of the 2020 Beirut port explosion, calling for justice for the victims. He met with the families of the 218 people killed. News and analysis at townhall.com. Every year has a word or words.
Oxford University Press has named rage bait as its word of the year, capturing the internet zeitgeist of 2025. The phrase refers to online content that is deliberately designed to elicit anger in order to drive traffic to a particular social media account. Ragebait topped two other contenders, Aura Farming and Biohack, after public comment on a shortlist compiled by lexicographers at Oxford University Press. The word of the year is selected by analyzing new and emerging words of cultural significance. Keith Peters, Washington.
There's word of a deal under which the UK secures a 0% tariff rate for all British medicines exported to the US for at least 3 years. It's in return for the UK investing around 25% more in new and effective treatments, creating more jobs in the US. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR Radio. You're listening to the Carl and Linda Bott Show on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher filling in for Carl and Linda Bott while they are on their Wild West adventure. I've been on the show since last week, just before Thanksgiving, and finishing out the show today because tomorrow they're going to be live broadcasting from the NFR National Finals Rodeo Competition in Viva Las Vegas. I know. And it'll be great. So that's going to be for the rest of the week, Wednesday through Friday. You can get updates. They're probably going to be interviewing some of the top riders that are out there. I already saw John Growley from Red Bluff. They already connected, and they're hanging out with the Reading Rodeo Association down there. So I think you're going to have a wonderful show, but to our listeners for tuning in, thanks for letting me talk about everything that's great happening in downtown Reading and all the different events coming up. Today is North State Gives, so support your favorite nonprofit. Friday is the Christmas tree lighting, and Saturday is the lighted Christmas parade. We just had Aaron Cuthbert of the After 2030 Club on here, but now I'm here for the O2 Staffing Hour. So get your pens and papers out to write down notes because holiday parties are coming up and you want to be safe and protected. Jennifer Cran, thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning. Hi, thank Jennifer. You for having me.
It's so lovely to see you.
I love it when you're on the show. I mean, I love Carl and Linda, don't get me wrong, but it's always amazing to be on with you. So thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer.
You're
it's
welcome.
Nice to see you. You and I saw each other prior
we did.
To this. We were at the new public market in downtown Reading.
So amazing. Oh, my gosh. I love it with my whole heart. It's fabulous. If you haven't gone, you need to get downtown. I mean, parking's a little treacherous, but
I know,
but it's worth it. I was going to say it's worth it.
There it
You've
is.
Just got to trek a little bit, but it's somebody said the other day that it's no further than walking in the Costco parking lot.
There it is.
So there it is.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Costco, Target,
correct.
Winco.
Yes, all those spaces. So, you know what? Make the small walk. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. But yes, we were actually celebrating the twins' 30th.
Tammy and Becky turned 30?
They did on Sunday.
That.
Yes, so it was their birthday celebration, and Becky happened to be in town. So we were super excited to go and be able to, you know, enjoy the marketplace for sure. So much. We
so
should have had
things.
Dinner there.
Yes.
Like, I haven't tried their food yet. We just went for drinks after dinner, but oh my gosh, amazing.
They're, how were the cocktails?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You have Fall River Brewery that's in there.
I know. A little wine bar.
A little wine bar.
A little wine bar. A whole full service bar.
Oh yeah.
So nice. I want to try the pizza.
Okay. So that's, part of Alan Knott's family.
Oh, it is.
That started
okay.
that?
Yeah.
Started in the Monterey area.
Okay.
And it was his grandparents that were just serving to the sailors. They gave him a slice of pizza and a shot.
Awesome.
And so they applied that to the menu. So if you go there next time, you get a slice of pizza and a shot of limoncello.
Speaking my language.
Yes. And
so
it's
good.
One of the best slices of pizza that I've had. It's like New York style.
That's
and
what I've heard. I've heard it's amazing. Amazing.
No shortage of options.
No.
And this Friday, they've been doing a soft opening these last 2 weeks, but this Friday is their official grand opening.
Okay.
And Thursday is their ribbon cutting.
Nice.
And gosh, all I can see there is how many employees are working.
Absolutely.
And so I'm so glad, Jennifer, that you are here, because it seems like every single business has more employees. It doesn't seem like people are struggling to get employees right now.
Well, are definitely openings and people needing jobs, but I saw the same thing. I witnessed how many people were out there working and how many people are excited about downtown and about being part of the community. I think that it's amazing. So obviously, our role at O2 Employment Services is to provide workers to the North State. O2 Staffing is a temporary staffing company, which a lot of these employers might need somebody during the holiday season or just a short stint of time. That's when you call out to us and say, hey, I need an employee that fits, you know, this description of, you know, the needs, the hours that I might need and the range of pay that I want. And we find them for you and we can send them to you to have you interview them, make sure they're a good fit for your organization and bring them on without you having to put them on your payroll. They're actually on O2 Staffing's payroll.
That's so much nicer. And it's such a busy time.
It is. It is. And sometimes, I mean, I feel that employers don't always have the time to recruit. They don't have time to sift through hundreds and hundreds of resumes trying to figure out, oh, you know, is this accurate? Is this person really say who they are on paper? Mm-hmm. We interview them. We bring them in. We sit them down. We have conversation with them. We get, you know, their background, their history. So we pre-interview everybody. So we're not sending you someone that you're like,
what the heck?
Exactly. Exactly. They said they could do all these things, but they really can't. So that's what we do. And then, you know, you might use them for a short period of time, or they might work out so well that you want to bring them onto your own payroll. So that's part of what we do. And we have the staffing side. We have the teamwork HR side, which is really the nuts and bolts of the back end of for an employer, meaning we do all the administrative stuff, all the paperwork side of things that employers are like, pulling their hair out, trying to keep up on all the latest labor law, compliance, all that good stuff.
I love this. And you work with small to local businesses all the way up to our largest businesses in the area.
Correct. Absolutely. Yes.
Jennifer, we're going to take our first break of the hour, and then when we come back, we're going to be talking about the end of the year.
Yes.
Labor law changes.
All that good
how
stuff.
How to prepare.
Yes.
For what could possibly happen.
Well, every day's a new day, and there's always something new that I'm like, oh, haven't heard that before.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
We Let's have a binder for that.
That's right.
All right. We'll be back. KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us December 3rd through December 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, where we take a look behind the scenes and interview some of the top names in rodeo in America.
It's the National Finals Rodeo, or NFR. Tune in, and follow us on Facebook Live and on KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio and all of us from the KCNR studios want to thank our special sponsor for making it possible to take our show live on the road from Las Vegas.
We'll be reporting from the Thomas and Mack Center and from South Point Arena, where the action happens.
Many thanks to our sponsors.
Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino,
Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Redding Chamber of Commerce,
Jones Ford, and Wonderland Signs.
Join us December 3rd through the 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Rare Pink, Happy Ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
A little eerie.
I know.
Like you're in a dark alley.
Right?
Dang.
It's like a mix.
Yeah. We're at the
it's
HR hour.
That HR power hour.
Power hour.
The power hour. Well, speaking of power hours, we actually have a two-hour power hour tomorrow. So O2 Employment Services has partnered with Redding Chamber of Commerce, as well as some attorneys that we use quite often just because, you know, we're good, but we are not that good. So we always need legal counsel and people. So we have Kim Lucia and Kennedy Peak from Bhutan Jones that will be giving a presentation on all the upcoming labor law changes. And so it's free to Redding Chamber members and Teamwork HR O2 staffing clients. And then it's $25 for the community. I don't know where else you can go for $25 and learn all the stuff that you need to know to run your business. So we're going to be doing a webinar tomorrow from 9 a.m. From 9 a.m. to 11, you can go to the O2ES.com website and sign up. It's easy peasy, and we'll send you the link, and it's just going to be a two-hour chock full of all the information that employers need to know about all the changes that are coming up for 2026.
Invaluable.
Yes.
I have to say, so in downtown, I'm excited to see how many news stories, not just downtown, across the county.
Yes.
I'm seeing new businesses open up. I've seen it in Cottonwood. We're seeing it in Chester Lake City.
Love it.
But being a business owner is like a constant marathon with obstacles and jumping through hoops.
Yes.
So what are the biggest, and every year a new labor law changes or comes on board.
Multiple,
so,
yes.
So what are you really seeing this year, and what can business owners look out for the end of the year?
Absolutely. So as we close to the end of 2025, there's just some things that employers should be aware of. Number one is going to be your minimum wage change, right? So right now we're currently at $16.50 for most of California. You have some specialty areas where it's a little bit more. You have some hospitality down in Southern California that's much higher. You have some healthcare, you know, companies, depending on their size, their minimum wage is much higher. And you have the fast food council, which is, you know, your fast food workers that have, you know, over 60 franchises and all over the United States, they have to pay a minimum of $20 an hour. So minimum wage is going up to $16.90, and that means you also need to take a look at your exempt employees. So if you have your managers, whether they're executive, administrative, you have your professionals, they have to at least be making double minimum wage. And so that's over $70,000 that a salaried employee, that's the minimum requirement that they have to meet. They also have to meet the duties test, which means what job duties are they doing and do they meet the criteria? So it's twofold. So it's one of those things that I always tell employers, you better take a look at that, make sure, because sometimes we move exempt employees back to a non-exempt status, which means they're subject to overtime. That means they have to take meal and rest periods, which are a big deal, especially in California. So, you know, that also goes for the fast food council, though. You have to make double minimum wage if you're making $20, so you're making $40 an hour if you're a salaried employee. The other industry that always gets overlooked is the construction industry. If you're having employees bring their own tools to work, you're required to pay them double minimum wage. So it's one of those things that oftentimes employers will come to us and there'll be a new client and we'll say, hey, what do you have your employees doing? And they're like, well, I make them all bring their own tools. They bring their own hand tools, concrete tools, whatever it might be. And I would be like, ooh, okay, so what are you paying them? And then we take a look at that, and sometimes we'll do a deep dive and say, well, you need to be paying a max amount of dollars. So it's just one of the things that we always take a look at, you know, when we bring on a new client, but even ongoing through the year. So every year we go through every single one of our employees, make sure they're at least making minimum wage. And if they're salaried, we take a look at that. The other thing, you know, ramping up towards the year end, we have new W-4s. The I-9 is going to be changing. So these are all important new hire documents or documents that if an employee wants to change their withholdings, they need to fill out a new form. If they move, they're supposed to fill out a new form. So those forms will be changing. I also encourage you to look at your handbook. The employee handbook is a big deal. And everybody always goes, oh, yeah, I updated mine. And I'm not talking about Carl back in 1992. And he came to me even, you know, probably 6-7 months ago and says, Jen, I really need to update my employee handbook. You keep talking about all these policies. You keep talking about this Bible, if you will. And I'm like, yeah, you have to have one. And you need to have it updated every single year. I know it's costly. I know it's expensive. You can give O2 a call. We have a template that you can adopt and bring into your business. But it's so critical to your business and making sure that you're abiding by some of the basic labor laws. There's a lot of leave laws. There's a lot of pregnancy-related leaves. There's, you know, military leave, bone marrow donor leave. There's so many different things. You have bereavement that you have to offer your employees, maybe unpaid, but, you know, it's just so many important things that you need to make sure your employee handbook is updated. So, and then it, you know, kind of ties back to your internal policies. Like you might have a vacation or a specialty sick leave policy or, you know, some jury duty policy that you actually pay your employee to go to jury duty. And speaking of, I have that in December. And so, you know, you have to, you know, make sure that you have a clear policy so that you know how it's more important really for your managers and your employees to know the expectation of what the employer is expecting of the employee. All employees should sign a new one each year. They should review it. I know it's like treacherous to read. I always say if you want some late night leisurely reading to help you fall asleep, read the employee handbook. But, you know, it's something that employers should really make sure their employees understand and that they have access to. You know, you also have labor posters. So labor posters, these things are going to change.
Those are coming out soon, aren't they?
Yes. So in January, all labor posters need to be updated. Wage orders need to be updated. Every industry has specific wage orders. California is special that way. So there's some AI laws that change this year. If you're using AI, large organizations, you need to make sure that you have a policy in place. Or if you're using any software, that will determine employment. So a lot of staffing agencies use AI to scrub. They're kind of called bots, and they go in and they look for certain keywords. We don't use that. We actually still manually go through and we double check and we do searches for specific job requirements and, you know, experience and so forth. But there are a lot of big institutions that do, but AI rules have changed, and so you have to be cognizant of those. So there's all kinds of things, you know, that you just need to make sure as
an
employer.
How's your head not spinning? What the heck?
That's just a nutshell. That's just the bare bones.
And on top of it, as a business owner, you need to be an Instagram social media content
creator.
Keep everybody interested.
Absolutely. Keep the doors open.
Keep the doors open.
Keeping people coming in, mm-hmm. sharing your business. Well, and that's the beauty of teamwork, right? Like, we partner with you, so we take care of the administrative side so you can focus on the business of your business. We want your success, because when you're successful, we're successful. And we're your, you know, I kind of think of it as a lifeline, you know, when you're like, okay, you have three lifelines, who are you going to call? Well, you call Teamwork HR and you say, hey, I've got a situation and I'm not sure what to do. We're going to walk you through all the way to the end. Like, we're going to say, well, here's best case scenario. Here's worst case scenario. Here's where your risk is. This might be the most, you know, litigious situation you could end in, and we're always going to want to keep you as safe as possible and obviously give you a recommendation that is, you know, sometimes we say we might need to call legal counsel. This is a big deal. You call me and tell me you have a pregnant employee that you want to terminate. That's a big deal. We're going to take a hard look at all the pieces of the puzzle for that.
And tomorrow's Power Hour.
Power Hour. 2 hours of Power Hour. Yes, with two attorneys from Bhutan Jones. O2 Employment Services. So you can go to o2es.com. Sign up. It's free for clients. It's free for Reading Chamber members. And it's just $25 if you're not. And you can stay in the luxury of your own office space, your own home space, tap into a webinar, and get all the latest and greatest.
I think that's a wonderful resource. And you guys do those usually on a regular basis if you're part
we
of
do.
O2. So this
we
is just
do.
Even,
yes.
Jennifer, you brought a few very colorful pieces of paper.
I did. No, I did.
They're black and white, and they have thousands of words. So decipher this. What are we looking at?
Well, part of it is just looking at the labor law for 2026, just making sure that everybody is updated and making sure that you've updated all your agreements. There's just a few changes, and a lot of these things we'll be going over tomorrow, especially if you tap into the webinar, just because it's about the latest and greatest changes that you'll need to make to your handbook. Again, if you're not interested in doing your own and sending it out to legal counsel, call us. We can provide you with a template. You can create it to be your own and update it to your own policies. But it's really, really important. I just can't emphasize enough how important it is to make sure that you have a current employee handbook.
Get it done.
That's right. So, yeah.
If you've been doing this whole year, now's without your employee handbook, now's the time to get it ready for 2026.
That's right. It's never too late. It's
well,
never too late.
Until it's too late.
Until it's too late. Until you call me and you say, oh my gosh, I have a big situation. And we go, oh, okay, well, let's walk
you
through.
Did you have an employee handbook?
Exactly. I say, what's your policy? And you're like, well, I wrote it down on a little piece of paper.
I went on ChatGPT.
And I put it next to the time clock.
I said, something happened, chat. What do I do?
What do I do? And they say, call O2. Teamwork. Yes, call O2. Exactly.
Well, We're going to take a break. When we come back, why don't we talk about holiday parties?
Let's do it.
What to look out for.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
How you
trying
don't,
to keep you
how you don't get on the naughty list.
That's right, employers. And employees, too. You have a part in this, too.
Yeah, you do.
That's
yes.
right.
Santa Claus and HR
are watching you.
So, we're going to be taking a break. We're going to come back. We'll talk about holiday parties. We'll talk a little bit about North State Gives.
Yes,
I'd love to hear
yes,
O2's involvement
yes.
a little bit more. And anything else? We could talk about whatever.
We can talk about whatever.
I love it. So
let's do it.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the company. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us December 3rd through December 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, where we take a look behind the scenes and interview some of the top names in rodeo in America.
It's the National Finals Rodeo, or NFR. Tune in, listen in, and follow us on Facebook Live and on KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio and all of us from the KCNR studios want to thank our special sponsors for making it possible to take our show live on the road from Las Vegas.
We'll be reporting from the Thomas and Mack Center and from South Point Arena, where the action happened.
Many thanks to our sponsors:
Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino,
Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Redding Chamber of Commerce,
Jones Fort, and Wonderland Signs.
Join us December 3rd through the 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
The Redding Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Redding. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Redding, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Redding, we invite you to join us. Visit RedingChamber.com to learn more.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back, KCNR Radio, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
It's fabulous.
I love this band.
Fabulous.
96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. They'll be back tomorrow for the rest of the week, broadcasting live from Viva Las Vegas for the National Finals Rodeo Competition. Today is North State Giving Tuesday.
Love it.
Really special day to support your favorite nonprofits, one nonprofit or many nonprofits.
Many.
Viva Downtown Reading is a nonprofit. We'd love for you to support us. We're a downtown organization that's been focusing on the social, cultural, and economic development of downtown Reading. And goodness.
Love it.
Look at our downtown.
It looks amazing.
So if you are interested, you can go to northstategives.org.
Yes.
I am on my email. I'd love to see if you donate. And O2 Staffing actually is a proponent of this fabulous day through Community Foundation of the North State. So what is O2's participation in it?
We love this event. Well, one, we love the whole team over at the Community Foundation for sure. We work closely with them, but we have a piece of it that we're so excited to be part of. We get to actually draw one of the winners. And so we'll be doing that today, and they're going to announce it live, and they're going to disclose who is the winner of that hour for one of the lucky nonprofits that actually get some money from this organization. They bring in millions.
The Community Foundation?
Yes. This is like millions of dollars that they collect today. It's incredible.
Every year they're beating the record.
They are.
And every year more nonprofits show up.
Correct.
So now more than ever, it's so important to support your nonprofits because, gosh, corporate America ain't supporting you. And
That's right.
Don't give me I feel like I'm always talking all nice. But guess what? Corporate America, this goes back to Small Business Saturday.
Absolutely.
And this goes to our nonprofits. These organizations are the ones that are seeing our community firsthand.
Yes.
And they're operated by your friends and neighbors.
Yes.
Who are creating a mission to improve your city.
Yes.
Walmart ain't going to be helping you.
No.
Mickey D's. KSE? No. These guys, yeah. So support your nonprofits. That's people like Haven Humane.
Yes.
That's people like Good News Rescue Mission.
Yes.
That's organizations like Viva Downtown Reading.
That's right. You know, Viva.
Corporate America didn't make our downtown better.
No, that's absolutely right. Well, and that's even O2. You know, we are a locally owned company that believes so much in our community, mm-hmm. and we love what we do, and we are constantly wanting to give back. I think that's one of the reasons, well, there's many reasons why I stay at O2, but I moved over from, you know, medicine, it's been 11 years now, over to, you know, O2 staffing. But one of the reasons I came is because of their community involvement.
You wanted to help people.
I always want to help people. And I love giving to something that's bigger than myself, right? It makes me feel part of something. So I encourage you, even if it's a little bit that you can donate to, you know, today's event, any event, there's so many different things that go on, but we have to keep our community solid, and we have to keep it thriving, and we have to keep it supported.
Keep these dollars here.
Keep the dollars here. I know I've really made a conscious effort to do Christmas shopping home, and I mean, in general, gifts, things like that, because that's what makes our community thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't do that, we keep shopping online, and we keep going out of town, and we keep buying from the big box places, that doesn't support our community.
No.
And so we really need to pour into that. I completely agree.
I love it, Jennifer. We're on the same page.
That's right. Absolutely.
So NorthStateGives.org.
Yes.
The smallest donation that's requested is
$10.
$10.
So you could have $10 to a nonprofit.
That's a coffee.
I know.
That's a coffee.
Shoot, that's like, coffee's more expensive
coffee's
these days.
Coffee's more expensive. You're right.
Have you been to a coffee shop lately?
Yeah, you're right. I'm just so bland, though. I'm so plain.
Yeah, give me a black coffee.
With an inch of coconut milk. Gosh. I'm perfect.
When I worked at a local coffee shop here, see, I won't say it because yes. They're an O2. But
I know.
When I worked at the local coffee shop, some of these orders were just double cup, stuffed, whipped, crazy,
yes.
Blended.
I had no idea. I had no idea about a secret menu. There's like a secret menu, and they're spouting off this stuff.
So secret that the employees don't even know.
Exactly.
You're like, who told you this?
Who told you this? Exactly.
So, yeah, that's that. So, less expensive than a coffee, $10 yes. to support a nonprofit that can save a life, improve
yes.
a life, improve a downtown.
Improve downtown, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
There it is.
And I think they're giving it all over the North State, right? Over 220 nonprofit organizations.
I think the farthest is Wairika, right?
Wairika, yeah.
Is like the farthest.
I think so.
It encompasses Shasta County. Siskiyou County.
Siskiyou, yes, probably.
I'm not going to name any more counties.
I'm not positive. Yeah, don't we don't want to overspeak. And people are like, wait a minute. You said.
You guys were wrong.
You were wrong. Yes. So NorthStateGives.org.
Jennifer.
Yes. Yes.
So North State Gives, we hit that. Holiday parties. You're having your holiday party coming up this Saturday.
We are.
I know a few holiday parties will be happening during the Christmas tree lighting, which is this Friday in the parade. But here's the thing. You could have a great year. All your staff is good. No injuries.
Right.
No cases.
Right.
But this holiday party, everybody's at the end of the year.
End of the year.
Steam's blowing off.
Everybody's letting their hair down.
The eggnog
is flowing.
It's really strong.
It's really strong.
So what can we look
really,
out?
Really, really potent.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's feeling themselves. So holiday parties as an HR firm and your business.
Yes,
what can
yes,
you look out
yes,
for? What
yes,
should we be prepared
yes,
for?
Yes. Yes. Well, it's one of those things that, you know, of course, you want to celebrate your employees, you want to have some kind of holiday party, some kind of celebration, thanking them for all their hard work. In our situation, we always thank our spouses and significant others because we work hard. We are at work more than we're probably at home half the time. My husband's like, "Where did you come home? I think you just went back to work." So we work really hard. So we always want to make sure that we, you know, acknowledge them, our family, friends, people that are closest to us that support us every day. So our holiday party always includes our spouses or significant others. So, you know, we get together, we're having a good time, we're doing our thing. And, you know, oftentimes there's alcohol there and we can have some wine or we have some hard alcohol. I think it's really important for employers to remind their employees, though, that just because it's a holiday party, it's not at a work location. They're not required to go, but they're still representing the company, especially in cases of like having a local Christmas party. You know, you're not out of town. You're not in Vegas with Carl and Linda Bott having a good time. You know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But in Reading, what happens in Reading, everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. So you might as well just put it on a billboard. But anyway, with that said, you know, it's really important that employees and employers remember that they have some liability, right? So employers put on this party. It's beautiful. Everybody's having a great time. But make sure your employees get home safe. So if you're going to allow them to indulge and they're going to have more than two cocktails or two drinks, make sure they're not driving because there's still some liability and responsibility that employers have of making sure their employees get home safe. And, you know, you want to make sure that your employees don't get to a point where, you know, they've been overserved or something like that. There's liability and responsibility. Oftentimes our clients will say, "Gosh, I don't want to take on that liability." And we're like, "Well, let's do it safely. Call Uber, get a limo." We've had many years that that's been the case. And Heidi's doing the same this year. She's like, I'm going to pay for your guys' Ubers to get home. I want everybody home safe. You're welcome to stay. We're, you know, going to be downtown. So if we need to stay in the hotel there, we certainly can. There are years that we go out of town. We've been to Mount Shasta. We did Tasani last year, I think it was. And we were able to stay. So it's a little bit safer. But, you know, there's also years where people might get injured or hurt. And I'm not going to name any names, but there might have been a year that somebody was dancing and she ruptured her Achilles tendon while dancing. And that might have been myself. And so
I'm saying, where's this going? They're going, bro.
They're like, calm down, Jen, calm down. You're not Jane Fonda. You're an old lady. Why are you bouncing and jumping like that? I just have, you know, bad tendons. Anyway, but those are also, you know, those things you want to make sure your employees are behaving themselves and not jumping around and acting crazy. So anyway, it's just really important that employers remember there's some liability and responsibility as well as employees. So employees think, oh, okay, we're at this fun event. It's not a professional event. I maybe can, you know, go up to Sally and tell her how I really feel, or I want to, you know, maybe say some inappropriate comments or things like that. That's a no-go. That's a no-go. You need to, just because you're not at work, it's who you're with. And so if those are your coworkers and people that you work with, now is not the time to open up your heart and tell somebody how you feel or think that it's an appropriate time, especially after you've had couple of glasses of that strong eggnog, you know?
Yeah, mulled wine.
Mulled wine, some cider, whatever.
Rumplemint. Yeah.
Oh, God. Might just pull out the Jaeger. I mean, my goodness. So, you know, it's not the time, because you still can be held responsible for your actions at an event. So, you know, Monday morning, you don't want to be pulled into HR and say, so, Saturday night, like at the Christmas holiday party, you were a little inappropriate. Tell me what happened. You're like, I don't remember.
Well, there, I brought the mistletoe from home. So, yeah.
Exactly. So it's just one of those things, you know, have a good time, have fun, but, you know,
still your coworkers.
Still behave yourself and be responsible. Employers, make sure your employees get home safe. Mm-hmm. Employees, make sure you're still, you know, just having a good time, but you're still representing the company. So it's just important as a reminder, because now is the time people want to just, you know, kind of let down and let loose and have a good time. And we're all about that. We want you to safely.
That's, I love all. That.
Safely.
And Santa and Mrs. Claus are watching.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be on the naughty list.
No.
No, and you don't want to be drugged
cut
to
off
HR.
Of payroll.
Especially this time of the year. You do not want that. Nope. No, absolutely not. Absolutely.
Jennifer, I'm looking for temporary jobs. Just had a holiday party.
And I'm going to go, we heard about you. Yes, we're going to say, oh.
Yep, sorry.
Sorry.
Naughty list.
Let me check my list.
But we joke. It's fun. It's holiday.
It is.
Be good. Just do. Be how you are the whole year.
Exactly. Exactly. Maybe.
Bring your employee handbook.
No, leave it at home. Leave it at home. It's one night, but use common sense, right?
That's
and sometimes
one.
Common sense isn't always so common, but use your common sense. Behave yourself and have a good time, but contain yourself.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Easy peasy.
There you are. There's your holiday etiquette 101 from O2 Teamwork HR.
That's right.
We have this is our next break coming up.
We do. Okay.
And then we'll come on back and take us home.
Okay. Take us home.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
So celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights. Open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us December 3rd through December 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas, where we take a look behind the scenes and interview some of the top names in rodeo in America.
It's the National Finals Rodeo, or NFR. Tune in, listen in, and follow us on Facebook Live and on KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio and all of us from the KCNR studios want to thank our special sponsors for making it possible to take our show live on the road from Las Vegas.
We'll be reporting from the Thomas and Mack Center and from South Point Arena, where the action happens.
Many thanks to our sponsors:
Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino,
Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Redding Chamber of Commerce,
Jones Ford, and Wonderland Signs.
Join us December 3rd through the 5th as we broadcast live from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
Get rewarded when you shop Grange Co-op. December 5th through the 7th, the more you spend on clothing, the more you get back. Spend $100 and get a $20 gift card. Spend $250 and get $60 back. Or go big. Spend $500 and get a $125 gift card. Stock up on your favorite gear like Wrangler, Carhartt, Ariat, Farm Built, and more. Shop Grange Co-op December 5th through the 7th and earn while you shop.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. With a pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
You're a mean one, Mrs. Grinch.
Ooh.
We are here. You're as cuddly as a cat. This
Mr. Grinch. Wow.
Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch. KCNR Radio.
I was just going to say, is that reflective?
Yeah.
Of your Bah Humbug.
I told you I'm a Grinch and a Bah Humbug. You'll see me at the tree lighting and the parade.
You need to stop.
After that,
turn it upside down.
Yeah, you know, we have the Santa Pub Crawl coming up.
Oh
my gosh, you
tell me. No, tell me.
Saturday, December 13th.
Okay. Downtown.
Downtown Reading. Santa Pub Crawl. We're encouraging everybody to dress up in their Santa and holiday gear.
Okay.
Show up, get your tickets. Tickets are $20.
Okay.
You get yourself a shot glass.
Perfect.
Santa Pub Crawl themed. Mm-hmm. And discounts at all of the participating downtown bars.
Oh, I love that.
Fall River Brewing just opened up. Heads
Fall
or tails.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the biggest way. I mean, this is just another way to support our nonprofit.
Love it.
And get downtown and support our downtown businesses. You know, with FOMO opening up.
That's
a really nice place.
So nice. It's the best. It's wonderful.
Fratelli's Pizza, they got great beer and pizza. The dip is always a raucous good time. So Santa Pub Crawl.
Yes.
Saturday, December 13th.
Okay.
I'm telling the HR ladies.
That's right. Employees, we're just going to go by ourselves.
Go by ourselves. hey, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the Madrigal Dinner at Shasta High School?
I have.
You have?
Shasta High is my alma mater.
What?
Yes.
I'm an Enterprise guy. So
I know.
Heidi's an Enterprise family, too.
I know.
So I've never been to the Madrigal Dinner.
Oh, it's amazing.
But I have so many friends
amazing.
Over the years.
Amazing. They do such a good job.
And I got an email this morning about how you could actually go see the Madrigal Dinner
this year.
And it goes, hear ye, by royal decree of Shasta High School Music, this parchment doth serve as a certificate of entry for two people.
Okay.
For Wednesday, the 3rd of December.
Oh, my goodness. That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow?
That is tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
We got to get this going.
Yeah, you better win your ticket. So,
that's right.
I've got two tickets, Doth Decree of Shasta High Madrigal Dinners, for tomorrow, the 3rd day of December.
Love it.
That's going to be at 6:15 p.m.
Fabulous.
And I think they get, you know, roast pheasant.
Yes.
Talented musicians. So call on in, 530-605-4567. First caller wins two tickets to the Madrigal Dinner. They've been doing this forever.
Forever.
I don't know how long they've been doing.
I don't know. Because, you know, I just got out of high school a couple years ago, so I'm not sure how long it's been going on.
You were in my same class.
That's
Jennifer.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
The we got a caller.
We do.
By Doth Decree. Hear ye. I wonder who it is.
Who is it?
Let's put him online. Hey, who's calling?
This is Gabby.
Hi, Gabby.
Hi,
Gabby.
This is Gabby. Hi, Gabby. This is Gabby from work.
Oh, I'm like, you know what? I'd like to go to Madrigal Dinner.
Yes, you would. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. You're the winner. Thank you for calling in.
Well, thanks so much. This is hilarious.
I think it's the best. Hey, can you give a shout out to O2?
I sure can. I work at O2 Employment Services, the very best company ever.
In the North State. Woo!
In the North State.
Oh, Gabby, good job.
Congratulations, Gabby.
Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh, I won.
You're a winner.
You win. Tomorrow night, it is the Madrigal Dinner at Pilgrim Congregational Church. You're going to be receiving the email from KCNR Radio or my email because I got it.
Yeah.
So when we get off the line, just share your email with Alex, and we'll get it to you. Congratulations.
So happy.
Oh, my gosh, so fun.
I'm so excited.
Thanks for calling in, Gabby. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Is that collusion?
I know. I thought about that as such thing, and I'm like, oh,
yeah, shout
no.
out to O2.
Exactly.
O2 Power Hour.
It's an O2
no,
Power
Gabby,
Hour.
I'm
that
glad you called.
That means my employees, our employees are listening.
Yes.
They do every time I'm on the air and other times. Like, they love the show. So I always say, you guys need to listen in. You never know when I'm going to do a shout out. I'm going to do something special for an employee, for someone that we work with.
Aww.
I love my team. Our team is amazing.
Well, Gabby, congratulations. Madrigal Dinner, that's happening at Shasta, through the Shasta High School Madrigal Choir.
Yes, and I had nothing to do with that.
Jennifer's
there was no, there is no, no, I did not pay her to call in.
That was awesome, though. Tickets are available for Shasta High School's Madrigal Dinner at the, just Google Shasta Madrigal Dinner. I don't have any information.
Where is it at again? The
Pilgrim Congregational Church,
okay.
Which is, you know, a beautiful architectural wonder that we have here in Reading. And if you want any more information, you can go to ShastaHighChoir.com.
Love it.
That's the website you can go to. Tickets are available, and I believe they're doing this.
I think another couple weeks. Usually it's like a couple weeks, and then they're done.
I think it is a couple of weeks. Oh, yeah. There it is. Because I went to the website.
Fabulous.
ShastaHighChoir.com. Magical Dinner, December 3rd through the 6th this weekend.
Okay.
And December 10th through the 13th.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Yes, couple weeks. Love it.
Weeks,
they sing, they dance, they come and they bring you food.
Good food.
Good food.
And,
it's amazing.
Victorian Carolers, because now I can put my Enterprise High School. Victorian Carolers are going to be here.
Love it.
This Friday for the Christmas tree lighting.
That'll be beautiful.
So they'll have their program next week.
Perfect.
So you can hit that. Shasta High School and Enterprise High
School. Support all the high schools.
Support local. Support nonprofits.
Local. That's right.
North State Gives.
That's right.
Today.
Yes.
Viva Downtown Reading. I'm going to push. Donate $10 to VivaDowntownReading.org. I'll tell Carl and Linda you're a fantastic listener.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
Good. And that'll show me how I did this week, if you like downtown or not.
Exactly.
We'll see.
See who those listeners are.
It'll help me keep my job.
That's right. We've got to keep Blake going.
Please.
We need to keep him happy.
Thank you.
Yes.
With our few minutes, so for our final event, Friday, December 5th.
Yes.
Christmas tree lighting.
Yes.
First Friday,
yes.
5 p.m. to 8 p.m. is the event.
Mm-hmm.
7 p.m. is when that tree lights.
Okay.
No early, 7 no
7 p.m.
Get to Market and Yuba Street at 7 p.m. Saturday is the Christmas parade.
Yes.
6 p.m. is the parade. 5 p.m. is the street closure.
Love it.
Saturday, December 13th, Santa Pup Crawl.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big one.
It's a big one.
You get your tickets at VivaDowntownReading.org.
Fabulous.
Support all the downtown businesses. And Jennifer... Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I love interviewing you.
Oh, I love being here. I love you. I think you're fabulous. I really do.
Thanks,
you're always
Jennifer.
Fun and easy to talk to. You always, you know, just elevate the room. So it's just always such a pleasure.
Thanks, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. And O2 Power Hour tomorrow.
That's right. O2 Power Hour tomorrow, December 3rd. I know we're limited time, but we've got from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Go to O2ES.com. Sign up for your 2 hours of labor law content straight from the attorney's mouth. So we've got Kim Lucia and Kennedy Peak from Bhutan Jones going to be doing a webinar free to Reading Chamber of Commerce members as well as Teamwork HR O2 staffing members. It's free for you. It's $25 if you're in the community and you'd like to chime in. We'd love to have you. But 2 hours of everything that you need to know, policies you need to update, making sure you gear up for 2026. Let's mitigate those lawsuits. Let's bring the employers back and keep them safe. So get your stuff updated. Don't